The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning. You never know when a bad penny is going to turn up, right? So, good to see you all again. I know I've mentioned this several times in the past, but whenever these gospel passages come up, it always reminds me of kind of when I first started converting in the faith. I was born Catholic, raised Catholic. I was an ordinary Catholic high schooler, just like a lot of you out there, ordinary Catholic high schoolers. So I went to Mass, but I really wasn't living the faith. You know, I prayed when I felt I needed something, kind of Catholic. And then when I was graduated from high school, I was 18, and during that next 2 years was when God really started changing me. And I remember picking up the Bible, kind of the first time I just kind of like picked up the Bible and started reading it on my own. Little did I know that we had a Protestant Bible on our coffee table. I guess it was one of my mom's friends gave it to her, and it didn't occur to me. I had no clue that Protestant, Catholic, whatever, but it worked. It did the trick. And by the guidance, clearly, of the Holy Spirit, where I turned was like chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 of St. John, which is this continuous discourse of Jesus kind of pouring out his heart to his disciples and to his church on the last day of his life. And this is what we're reading right now. I just want to focus on one line. And this particular, I mean, there were several lines that actually literally led me to tears when I started taking it seriously. But I want to focus on this one just for today's homily. "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." Okay? How many of us go through our lives kind of at least maybe consciously we don't go there, but it's kind of in the back of our minds. When we do something good, like it's we pray the rosary extra, or we do something extra in the church, or we go to confession extra, or help somebody, kind of in the back of our minds, it's like, okay, I'm getting in good with God. And even though we would never put it into words like this, it's kind of subconsciously, therefore, he owes me. It's like I'm gaining points. It's almost like you're playing a video game or something. You like you want to level up. Okay, dude, I've got three more good works, and then I can level up. And then, boom. I don't know if you, maybe I'm just sick, but that's kind of when I was a kid, that, you know, kind of in the back of my mind, that was the mentality. And especially when the idea of a vocation comes up and you're thinking, you know, I think God might be calling me to be a priest and enter into a religious order. And you hear the invitation to live a life of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And you're thinking, wow, part of you is, you know, it's not, those are things that are not naturally attractive. Most people are not born thinking, I want to be poor, I want to always do what somebody else tells me, and I want to live in chastity. Okay, that's not the ideal lifestyle for most people. But when you hear the call from God and you realize, okay, this is a call to increased intimacy, but still nonetheless, there can always be that temptation to say, okay, look at all the stuff I'm doing for you, God. Here I am. I'm living these three vows. I've entered a religious life. I'm praying all day long. I must be gaining points somehow. And the reality is, well, yes, kind of, but really no. I remember when I first entered the Legion of Christ, there was a priest who was preaching to us. I honestly, this is not hyperbole, I honestly think this guy is canonizable material. He's a legionary. He's been here a couple of times. His name is Father Lorenzo Gomez. Little short, very funny Mexican priest. Probably in his 70s now. He's still got more energy than I do, and he's in his 70s. It's crazy. He's now, if you ever listen to Guadalupe Radio, it's based in Los Angeles. It's ours. He's one of the guys on Guadalupe Radio. If you don't listen to it, get the app, download it, listen to it, all right? As you would say in this part of the world,
it's fire.
Okay? Guadalupe Radio is fire. But I remember Father Gomez saying, you guys think that you're doing God some kind of a favor, like you're doing something for God. You're not doing anything for God. All you're doing is coming. When you enter the Legion and you enter the seminary and you become a priest, all you're doing is receiving. And there's a lot of truth in that. Well, every time we say yes to God and we think we're doing something to be generous, why does God even ask us to do things like live in poverty, chastity, and obedience? Is it just so that we can be think like, oh, I'm really doing something hard for you? It is an invitation from Christ to say, do you want to grow in intimacy and knowledge and love of me? Do you want to like start to know me from the inside? Do you really want to enter into a deep spiritual relationship with me? Then this is the pathway. I'm offering you a gift. And whenever we do things, whenever we say yes to God, and sometimes we can think we're doing something great, the reality is all we're doing is accepting the gift that God wants to give us. He is the giver. We're always the beneficiaries. And when we can live our lives with that mentality, that's what Jesus means when he says, it's not you who chose me. It's not like Jesus is out there sad and looking for friends because he's so lonely. It's like he wants to give us the gift of friendship with himself for our sake. He frankly doesn't need us. God did not need a single one of us. God, before he made angels or us or the gallery or anything, was completely happy. The only reason he bothered making any of us or the angels or anything else was because he was so happy by himself. He's like, wouldn't it be great if there was somebody else who could be happy too, so I could share this with them for their sake? Okay? God is always the origin of everything that is good. So he's the one who chooses us. We don't choose him. And I want to give you a story. This is a true story of an example of somebody who got it. Okay? You guys all know Father Jorge Obregón. Okay? So he knows one of the Reagan Christie leagues. I don't remember what country it's in. South America somewhere. Possibly Colombia, but I'm not sure. But there's a lady, apparently very holy. And she had a son. And at the time he was 18, he was actually getting ready to enter the Legionaries of Christ. And he was on a mission trip with us, or a pilgrimage or something, some sort of trip. And they got in an accident and they died, including the legionary priest who was leading the trip. So her 18-year-old son dies. And Father Jorge is talking to her, and you know, as a priest, but he says, have you ever felt the temptation to be angry at God? It's a reasonable question. If you lose a child that you have known and loved for 18 years, 19 if you include the time you're carrying the child in your womb, that can be the temptation to God, you know, to get angry. Okay? And listen to this answer though. She said, no. But what I did do was I turned to the Blessed Virgin Mary and I said, how did she word it? She said, how is it that you have called me to live through the same experience that you lived through? And it was like from the perspective of what have I done to be worthy of uniting myself with you, Blessed Mother, in going through the loss of a son? She, for all that it hurt, for all that it was an incredible cross and everything, in her mind, this was a gift from God. He was calling her to deeper intimacy. He was giving her the gift to be able to understand and to unite herself with the Blessed Mother, who at the foot of the cross watched her son dying right in front of her. And she saw this as a gift from the hands of God. That's a person who lives out of faith. That's a person who understands it is not you who choose me. You're not the one doing anything for me. You're not doing me any favors. It is I who have chosen you. God is the one who chooses us. And the thing is, how many of us then, when bad things happen in our lives, we start complaining as a, why I prayed and how come God didn't give me what I want? We've got all these complaints and criticisms, and we can even get to the point of accusing God and whatnot. And we don't understand, look, when God allows things to happen, pleasant or unpleasant, fun or not so fun, those are things that he's allowed for a reason. And there is always a gift that he wants to give us if we are able to accept it in faith and in trust, okay? And this is what it means to take this line seriously. So my humble invitation at the end of the homily is going to be this. Everybody, you all have access to today's readings, you know, in some app, or you can go to USCCB or whatever. You can find, just Google today's gospel reading, you know, Catholic Mass, whatever. My invitation is, let's each take today's gospel to personal prayer for at least a couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes, and see what jumps out at us and say, okay, God, how do you, whatever line jumps out, I mean, we read a whole gospel, I just chose one line. Whatever line speaks to you, take it and then say, God, okay, how do you want me to live this? And see what God wants to do with you. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.